Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back here on Rutherford Issues from News Radio WGNS, and we are brought to you in part by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric, powering Rutherford Issues today. Take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. Track usage, pay bills, even report outages right there from the app. Well, joining me today is James Price. He is with the Better Business Bureau. Handles Rutherford County and several here in Middle Tennessee, and James always keeps busy on the road. Good morning, sir. And I have to unmute you, I believe. There we go.
Now I can speak.
Yes, yes. Apologize for the very close-up look at my eyes, but I we're still trying to figure out a few of those behind-the-scenes things.
I see that. Everybody else can too, I guess, if they tune in and watch Brian on the air, right?
No, this is only for you. this is only the only view. You were the only one lucky enough to get this one. But
all right.
So when we talk about Better Business Bureau of Middle Tennessee, kind of your area, I mean, the BBB is just really large. You talk about all of Middle Tennessee, and you have several of those counties where you work with businesses and consumers alike.
Yeah, I have 45 counties that I have that I work with, all in Middle Tennessee. Everything from, I like to say, from Dixon to Cookeville, from Southern Kentucky down to the Alabama state line. And so it was just 9 counties last year, but they want to keep me busier this year. So we have done so.
Why not? Why not? So.
But it doesn't stop me from coming to WGNS every other week to talk about how people get scammed or how to prevent from getting scammed. And you can catch me sometimes at different places around the area where we speak to senior centers and churches and Habitat for Humanity. There's just a lot of places that we go out and we speak, just trying to warn people about how not to get scammed.
Nice. So remember all of that, and you have events like, early in the morning at MTE and different things like that. Got Songwriters Night, all kinds of things that really go on.
Yeah, Songwriters Night is coming up September 26th. And I'll just say today, you know, if you're interested in going to Songwriters Night in the evening, it's a good date night. Businesses can do sponsorships. They can do things like donate stuff for our silent auction. All that money is one of our biggest fundraisers years that goes back to support local businesses in our community. And so if you're interested in hearing the songwriters who've written songs for Johnny Cash, Kenny Rogers, Reba McEntire, we have in 7 years, this is probably going to be some of the biggest artists that we've had come in to Songwriters Night. If you're interested in learning more about it, just email me at jprice@gobbb.org, and I will send you any of the information they want to know about that. And I'm sure we'll put that email out there once again once we get going here.
Yeah, got a lot to do with that. So we'll stick that on the podcast, of course, for you as well. So is that kind of that's the big event coming up, I guess, right?
Yes, we just got done with Coffee and Connections last week. Had a really good time at MTE. Always a great host over there. And I know big with WGNS. We love MTE and United Communications along with that. And Tegradation Concrete was our main sponsor for that event too. So, but, you know, today... we're just into September, and this is National Preparedness Month. And so BBB has some things that we can do to get prepared for emergencies and those kind of things come up. And so what BBB does is they encourage you to think ahead of things about that might come up. You know, make a plan. Think ahead about what you're going to do. And so before we even get into some of the preparedness, making a plan for things that go around your house is really good. And we've said before, if you know somebody who does your plumbing, your electrical, your HVAC, your landscaping, and they've done a good job for you, or and or you know who these people are and they're really great, then, you know, support small businesses, support local community. If you don't have an electrician, a plumber, or that kind of any kind of things that you might think you need to get prepared for, I would encourage you to get a relationship going with somebody who does that kind of work. Who does your tune-ups on your HVAC business system every year? Who would you call in case of a plumbing incident, that kind of thing? And so if an emergency comes up and you need an HVAC system worked on, if you already have a relationship with that business, they're likely to go, "Hey, Brian, we haven't talked to you in a little while," but they know you on a first name basis, and they kind of take care of you that way. So I would say make a valiant effort to make a plan and think about the people. Maybe a handyman, and if you don't know one, you can go to BBB.org and you can look up handyman near your city, or a roofer, or a plumber, electrician, whatever it is, and just kind of do some research ahead of time and make yourself a list of the people who you would find. Home warranty, if you're interested in a home warranty, you can go to BBB, and there's a lot of different home warranty companies out there. We've already said before, time after time, that roofing is the number one scam industry in the U.S., and it's up there with pavers, and some of the home warranty companies out there don't deliver on what they promise. So if you're thinking about those kind of things, do your homework ahead of time. The next thing we recommend is build an emergency supply kit. You know, in a time of emergency, what's going to happen is, and you see this a lot during hurricanes, is people start, or retailers will jack up the prices on things.
Yeah.
So do you have water, food, at least a couple of days, some non-perishable food, battery powered or hand crank radio, like a weather radio, that kind of stuff, flashlight, first aid kit, extra batteries, a whistle, or one of those air horns, some dust masks, plastic sheeting, towelettes, a toolkit, especially one to turn off utilities. A good emergency thing to have is, do you know how to turn the water off in your house if you needed to? Do you know how to turn the gas off in your house if you need to? Those are usually accessible to the homeowner, and you can go find it really quick. But the time to start figuring out how and where to go turn it off is not a good idea when you need to get it turned off. You can cause a whole lot more damage than what you need to. And then think about things like, you know, a can opener for food, or a map, cell phone chargers, those kind of things. So BBB has an extensive list of these things on our website. When you look up building an emergency preparedness kits for September.
Yeah, that's you bring up some very interesting things here. And when you're thinking about, okay, so what do I really need to prepare for? You know, we're not in a hurricane-prone area. Well, we have other natural disasters. We're coming up on the start of our secondary severe weather season, which is, you know, fall. And honestly, we could get, you know, December, January, not out of the question to get tornadoes. But that also brings snowstorms or ice storms, and I hate to say it, but we're kind of due for an ice storm. We haven't had a big one of those in a while, especially here in our area, and those things can be crippling. I mean, you could be without power for weeks.
Right. I would encourage everybody, you know, if do you know where the shutoff valve is for the water in your home?
Yeah.
And just practice. Go out there and turn it off and turn it back on again one time, just so you know how to turn it on and off. Because if you have a pipe break or something like that, you could cause a whole lot more damage to your house if you have to wait 30 minutes or an hour to stop that water from coming into your house. And the gas is pretty easy to find. I mean, it's usually right outside. And then, of course, if you turn your gas off and back on again, be very, very careful with that, because you may need to relight pilot lights and that kind of stuff. in your home. So I'm not saying go turn the gas off, but know where to turn it off just in case you need to. Know where your circuit breakers are and that kind of thing. Have flashlights throughout the house. A disaster doesn't necessarily have to be a storm that's coming through. It could just be a pipe that broke in the middle of great weather.
True.
And it still could be a disaster for you. The other thing you want to do is, you know, watch for, like you said, we don't have hurricanes, but when hurricanes hit the East Coast, it's very likely we're going to get some kind of weather from that. And so you just got to be prepared. But the tornadoes, I would think, are a bigger problem than the ice storms. The other thing you can do is teach kids and how to prepare for emergencies. After you put your kits together, just bring everybody together from like a 10 or 15 minute kind of get together and say, hey, we're just going to talk about what would happen in case of an emergency, that kind of stuff. One of the things they talk about on here is beware of storm chasers. Be careful. Everybody should kind of know that when disasters happen, you're going to get people who are going to come knock on your door and they're going to try to get you to commit to things, especially if your emotions are high and that kind of thing. Be prepared about requests to pay everything up front. Don't sign over insurance check to contractors. Resist high pressure sales. Even if you're emotionally, high, I got to get this done right now. Make sure that you don't fall for high pressure. And be careful of door-to-door contractors. There are some good companies that go door-to-door. But I would highly encourage you to research anybody that goes door to door in your neighborhood. I had somebody come to my doorstep this past week, and I said, hang on a minute. When I looked him up on BBB.org, they had hundreds of complaints within the last 12 months. Mm. And so it's just really better to know who you're going to be dealing with ahead of time if you think you're going to need services from somebody. BBB also tells you about things about federal emergency management agencies, Department of Homeland Security, the National Weather Service, disability preparedness. If you have somebody in the home who has a disability and something happens, are you prepared to take care of that person quickly and comfortably for them? The last thing you need when something happens like that, if there's somebody who has a disability or some other kind of challenge, that they get kind of freaked out on what's happening, knowing you're not in control. And so you always want to make sure that those people know that you're in control and you're ready to take care of them. The government does have resources, but you should go look for them. And don't remember, the government doesn't ever call you about anything. The police don't call you. The FBI doesn't call you. If the FBI wants you, they will surprise you.
Yeah. and they'll bring, like 50 of their best friends in armored tanks and stuff, whatever.
Right. Battering rams, the whole nine yards.
They know how to find you, and they're not going to do that through social media or text or whatever. So.
Mm-mm. Nope. Yep. And the other thing too is, watch the scammers out there. Publishers Clearinghouse doesn't tell you ahead of time that you won. Some of the ones that we ran into over the last couple of weeks, I think we mentioned this last time when a lady was being scammed by somebody who said that they were Keanu Reeves. Yeah. And he was going to give him a brand new car and $100,000. And you just kind of wonder, how did they pick this person out of nowhere to give this money to or give a new car to? It's it's a scam. If it's too good to be true, it probably is,
Wow. So, all right. Well, we've about run out of time. Any final thoughts here in the last minute or so?
No, I mean, I would encourage people to go to BBB.org to look up, businesses that you can trust. You can email me at jprice@gobbb.org if you have questions, or if you want to get involved in Songwriters Night coming up. This is going to be a really good one. It'll be up in Nashville. We really look forward to this event coming up. So,
okay.
There you go.
We will check that out. James, as always, appreciate you spending some time with us. Some very good information. September, National Preparedness Month. Let's make sure we get all those kits ready. All the things that we need to do to be prepared for not if, but when the next disaster comes through Rutherford County. Maybe it's not this year, but it's always good to be prepared. James, thanks as always.
Thanks, Brian.
That is you too, James Price of the Better Business Bureau, joining us here on Rutherford Issues. If you missed part of the program now, the podcast will be up shortly. Check it out at wgnsradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues. See you back next time.